the world is currently undergoing the second global IQ test for global depopulation and the destruction of humankind. The first IQ test, importantly, was designed to target those who believe in science. And of course, it's the vaccine. So for that IQ test, they staged a plandemic. They built a biological weapon. They incorporated elements of it into the vaccine. They terrified everybody with a media psychological operation, as you all lived through in 2020 and 2021 and so on. And they drove people to take actions that will result in their own demise, i.e. taking the jabs. Everybody listening to this understands exactly that. Almost all of you resisted that, or at least all of you resisted it at some point. You might have taken the first one or two shots, but after that, your eyes opened and you said no more, and you've been healing ever since, and that's wise. But understand that that IQ test, as I call it, or PSYOP, was, again, designed to target people who believe in science, people who did not believe in God, but people who believed in science and thus were vulnerable to the science authorities. That's right, Fauci and FDA and CDC and government authorities and so on. So that's who that targeted. Now, a lot of you listening, of course, most of you resisted that and said, no, I'm not taking the vaccine, in some cases because you have a relationship with Christ, you have a relationship with God, you're a person of faith, and you knew that the transhumanism factors in those vaccines were demonic or satanic. He said, no, I'm a person of faith. I believe in the sanctity of my body, the integrity of God's genetic integrity of the human race, and I'm not going to subject myself to the transhumanism injections, the mRNA. And good for you. So you survived that. You said no, and you are here. Well, guess what? The globalists have unleashed a second PSYOP that instead of targeting people who believe in science, the second PSYOP now targets people who believe in God. That's right, the Christians, the people who believe in the Bible, people who have read the Bible, people who understand, you know, something about scripture, and they tend to be strong supporters of Israel. And so this second IQ test is designed to see if they could get all the people who believe in God to also now support actions that will result in their own demise through a holy war. So this time it's not a war on COVID. This time it's a holy war on the Arabs. And the desired result by the globalists is the same. It's depopulation. It's designed to see if you will support actions that will result in your own destruction and global depopulation, chaos, which we'll get to here. And sadly, a lot of people who resisted IQ test number one have now fallen for IQ test number two because they've allowed themselves to be emotionally manipulated by the media psyop. Yes, just like the media terrified and terrorized everybody with COVID, they've done the same thing with the reporting of what Hamas has done to the Israeli citizens, which admittedly is horrifying. It is horrifying. But remember that Israel allowed it to happen. Not every person in Israel. I'm talking about the deep state of Israel, the intelligence services, Mossad, Netanyahu. They allowed it to happen. They stood down. There was a stand down order given to the IDF at about 4 o'clock that morning of October 7th local time. And they ordered the stand down, they allowed the attack to happen, and then the media jumped on that just as planned to run the PSYOP against the people to enrage everybody in order to bypass rationality and to get everybody involved in a holy war, an effort to carry out a massive escalation by Israel to completely wipe out Gaza, which the globalists know will lead to involving other countries in a regional war, which they know will lead to nuclear war, World War III. And sadly, a lot of people who resisted IQ test number one are, of course, falling for IQ test number two. They're calling for a holy war. You see it on, you know, Breitbart.com. You see it in people like Ben Shapiro and so on. They've lost all rationality, lost all reason, calling for genocide, calling for ethnic cleansing in the most inhumane terms possible. Even one of the editors at Breitbart.com, Joel Pollack, essentially calling for mass genocide and ethnic cleansing. And across even, you know, Western Journal and other so-called alternative media outlets, you see they're falling for this because they want to be, you know, good Christians. So they want to support Israel in whatever Israel does. So they excuse everything that Israel is doing, even if it violates what God has taught in the scripture. Ethnic cleansing is not something that God wants you to carry out, by the way, it turns out, because all human beings are children of God. And genocide and deception and to bear false witness against someone, which is what Israel is doing here, these are also sins as well. And so both Hamas has committed an atrocious sin in terms of the ethnic cleansing that they tried to carry out against the Israelis, but Israel allowed it to happen, and now Israel is carrying out its own atrocities against the civilians of Palestine, who are not the same as Hamas, by the way. They are not Hamas. And so now you have both parties involved in an escalation of extreme violence and tactics of terror and tactics of genocide or ethnic cleansing, wanting to completely destroy each other. And suddenly, most of the Christians in America are on the side of Israel's genocide. They've fallen for it. Now, as you'll hear in my full analysis in my Brighton broadcast news today, unless cooler heads prevail here, this is going to escalate to nuclear war and global nuclear war, because China has two destroyers there with hypersonic missiles, by the way. Russia has fighter jets with hypersonic missiles within range of U.S. aircraft carriers. We have two carrier strike force groups in the Mediterranean Sea from the United States, I believe the Eisenhower and the Ford. We've got Iran with an itchy trigger finger. We've got Syria. We've got Hezbollah to the north. Turkey now saying they have to get involved if Israel doesn't stop the indiscriminate bombing of civilian buildings and homes in Gaza. And then Israel saying, just out in the open, well, we believe that civilian homes are legitimate targets. And so they're just destroying civilian homes because they're saying, well, we got some Hamas sometimes when we do that. Israel has now killed over 4,500 Palestinians, which is now, as I predicted the other day, is now more than triple the number of Israelis who were killed by Hamas on October 7th. So that number is triple. It's going to become quadruple if the bombing doesn't stop. And Israel is about to wage its land assault on Gaza, which will set into motion a series of events that the globalists, it will make the globalists smile, because it will lead to destruction everywhere in the world. There will be impacts, especially in North America, in Canada, Western Europe, Australia. The impacts in terms of inflation, financial failures, famine, reduced access to food, a lot of starvation and famine will happen. Political strife, the collapse of the dollar, the collapse of the Western banking system, and so on. These are all the chain reaction ramifications of Israel attacking Gaza. And yet, you have seemingly the majority of Christians in the United States supporting this attack because they think they're on the side of God. In other words, they're in a holy war. So remember, leftists and Democrats fell for the vaccine psyop. Conservatives and Christians, many of them are falling for the holy war psyop. Whereas you could say the leftists, they thought that their God was science. Now the Christians believe that their leaders are Netanyahu, or the governments of Israel and the United States. All of a sudden, the Christians are pro-government. Government's going to protect us from terrorism, they say. We need to give governments the power. We need to support more weapons for Israel. We need to support more money for Israel. The same people who 2 weeks ago were saying, no more money for Ukraine. All of a sudden, we need lots more money for Israel. Now, it takes an especially mature soul to resist all of this and to know that we're being manipulated. Our strings are being pulled based on our beliefs. It might have been easy for you and I to resist the vaccine psyop because, of course, we don't worship science. We understand the role of science, but we don't irrationally worship it. But then when it comes to God and Christ and the Bible and Israel, a lot of people have this automatic support that bypasses reason. And so they will support Israel no matter what the nation engages in, no matter how heinous the retaliation. They will support Israel no matter what. And that's how their strings are being pulled right now. The rational person in all of this says, hey, this looks a lot like 9/11 when, let's see, an attack was allowed to happen against the Twin Towers in New York City in that case. The government ordered the stand down. Radical Islamic terrorists were allowed to participate in some way in attacks. The attacks were bloody. Thousands of people were killed in the case of 9/11. And the killing was blasted out all over the media on a repeating loop in order to enrage the population with an emotional state of extremism, extreme brainwashing, a psyop on the mind of the masses to make them beyond angry, to fill them with rage so that they would support whatever action the government proposed, which in the case of post 9/11 was what? The war on terror. Got to get those dang Muslims, got to have new surveillance laws. We got to spy on the terrorists. Don't worry, we'll never spy on you, the American people, you know, the good American people. We'll never spy on you. Wink, wink. We're going to just spy on the terrorists, you know, to keep you safe because, you know, terror. That's how Bush pronounced it. Same thing in Israel right now. Well, we got to go in and wipe out Gaza. We need your support. You got to support us. And most of the people, even Americans, the Christian Americans are supporting. Yeah, get in there, wipe them out, level the place. I mean, that's just Senator Lindsey Graham. I mean, that's what he says. Level the place, kill them all, kill their families, their women, their children. I mean, this is what we're hearing from a lot of Christians in America today who should be ashamed to use the name Christ when they describe their religious affiliation. I kind of like what Jack Hibbs said at his church in California. He said he's kind of growing tired of a lot of people describing themselves as Christians when they actually don't follow the teachings of Christ. And he thinks it's more accurate for people to say whether they are followers of Christ instead of just saying, I'm a Christian. There's a lot of people that say, I'm a Christian. But when it comes down to their decisions, like, oh, I don't know, calling for genocide, that's not Christ-like. And that doesn't follow the teachings of Christ. And so anyway, yeah, I agree with Jack. We should look in the mirror and ask, are we following the teachings of Christ? And would Christ support the bombing of women and children and hospitals and churches all throughout Gaza? Would Christ support that? No, clearly not. Would Christ support the mass starvation, cutting off the food, the water to the civilians, cutting off all the energy, giving hospitals 1 hour to evacuate before you start bombing them? Absolutely not. That is not Christ-like. And so all the Christians falling for that are actually, they're demonstrating that they are false Christians. And that's the psyop. So that's the IQ test that they are failing. But if you've resisted that, congratulations. You have now resisted the two primary IQ tests that have been put out there by the globalists. One IQ test targeted really more leftists or Democrats in America. The more recent IQ test here, the Holy War IQ test, targeting conservatives and Christians. And that got those two IQ tests swept up about 90% of the people. 90% of the people go along with one of those two, both of which are designed to destroy them all. It's probably only 1 in 10 or maybe even fewer than that. It might be only 1 in 20 who are able to say no to both of those and thereby to pass both IQ tests. And I think I'm very happy to say that that's the majority of my listeners here. You have the discernment to know, to recognize the PSYOP. We're being manipulated. Our emotions are being engineered. The PSYOP was planned. The attack was allowed. This is the same blueprint as 9/11. It's just 22 years later. The same exact blueprint. Netanyahu just borrowed a page from George W. Bush. That's all it is. And it's so incredibly obvious that once it's pointed out to people, a lot of people snap out of the brainwashing like, oh yeah, you're right. That's exactly what this is. Whoa, why didn't I see that? Yeah, because you got swept up in the rage. And that's what it's designed to do, is to get your emotions to override your perceptions so that you can't actually see with clarity what's going on. But the bottom line is the whole world is being manipulated into World War III, a war that potentially billions of human beings will not survive, and that serves the interests of the depopulation globalists. And by the way, they probably have another IQ test ready to roll out if humanity manages to de-escalate this situation, because they didn't get the kill rate that they wanted with the vaccine, because people learned the truth. A lot of people did. And we put out the word on ivermectin and, you know, hydroxychloroquine and zinc and whatever. And a lot of people said no to the jabs and no to the masks and no to the lockdowns. And people wised up. So that's why they rolled out the second PSYOP, the Holy War PSYOP. Now the question is, will humanity fall for this? Or will we come to our senses and say, no, we're not going to start World War III because the globalists engineered another false flag event? So that's my summary of the second IQ test. Let's see if there might be a third.